Okay, here we go. Short board for Parshas Miketz, Chanukah, Tavshin, Peidalad, Lenishma, Nishmas, Esther Tehila, Bas, Rav Gavriel Pinchas, and Rav Shmuel Yitzhak Eliyab and Rav Pinchas Aaron, for the course for the Chayelim Chayelos, and the hostages in Eretz Yisrael. So an incredible Kiddushas Levish, I think it's very appropriate for the times that we're living in now, to the end of Chanukah, and to take the light of Chanukah into the year. The Pasuk says, Vayaka Yosef, Nesacha Vehem Loikiruhu. Pashup Shat, Yosef recognized his brothers, but they didn't recognize him. So Rashi says from Chazal, Yosef left without a beard. The brothers had beards already, that's why. But there's got to be a deeper idea, says the Kiddushas Levi, for us to understand. He says, you know what? Yosef actually did something incredible. And this is actually why he didn't tell Yaakov for 22 years that he was alive. What happened in last week's parsha? Yosef had the dreams. And the brother's like, what are you talking about? Yosef's dreams came true. And he didn't want to make them feel bad. He wanted to be sensitive and thoughtful and kind and sensitive and caring. He didn't want to make his brothers to feel like he was right. Says Kedushas Levi, Yosef is called Yosef at Tzadik. We know Tzadik is because of his Kedusha. But maybe Tzadik is because of his Tzidkus. He was righteousness. He didn't want to tell his brothers, nah, look who's right. And that's why he never sent a message back to Yaakov for 22 years. Because he didn't want to embarrass his brothers. The incredible achdus that we've seen, the incredible light that we've seen through the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, in America, Jews, non-affiliated Jews, the Jewish Hashem has been set on fire, been lit on fire within every single one of us. And it's coming at expense. Day after day, we're watching the soldiers give up their lives for Klal Yisrael. It's all coming from the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all from the Shvatim, to realize that we're one people, we're one nation. We have this ability to be able to take the light of Chanukah, to take it with us into the entire year. And how do we do that? By being more like Yosef HaTzadik. A little bit more sensitive and kind and caring and thoughtful. As like Rabbi Goldberg said, our lives cannot be the same since October 7th and Shemini Atzeres, Tavshin Pei Dal. It just can't. And how do we learn that from Yosef Tzadik? Yosef Tzadik had every reason to show his brothers who threw him in a pit, who sold him off and threw him up for nothing. And yet Yosef didn't want above and beyond. We have to go above and beyond. And like Rasulavich says from the Rambam says, why is it that you have to even have to, you've caused in a mitzvah, chaviva hi'ad mo'id, you have to sell the shirt off your back? Says the Rav, quoting this Rambam, if we want the Rabbonu Shalom to go above and beyond, we have to go above and beyond. If we want to see above and beyond miracles with the hostages, with the soldiers, with the chayalim in Eretz, so we have to go above and beyond. How do we go above and beyond? Going above and beyond for each other, I want to suggest. Above and beyond for each other, for our family. More tehillim, more stakka, more Torah, more chesed, and more not clicking away after one soldier. No, we see something online, we say a paragraph of tehillim. Even if we don't know them, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were one family. And Klal Yisrael is lost. And we're mamash losing people every single day. Kedoshim, Kedoshim. Oh, they don't keep Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman said to a Jew who wanted to go to up north, why are you going up north to Daven Kippur Tzidikim? Go to Har Herzl. Go down by Har Herzl. No, they don't keep Shabbos. They're just as big. They're Kedoshim. Kedoshim Elyonim, says the Shlomo Zalman. Every single Jew, every single soldier, every single one of us are all connected. We should be zochah as Hashem to continue to learn from Yosef HaTzadik, be kind and caring, thoughtful to each other. We'll be zochah to the Ultimate Me'ula with Avas Chinam, Yerushalayim Yekosh, as Hashem Yisbach. Shabbos, Besorah Tovah, Sefer Lechanukah.